Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Dining Out. Well, this week's Dining Out and this week's Why Me, Dine Me, Megan is all about Easter. Easter is on April 1st this year, so it's coming up very quickly. And I know many people go out for Easter for brunch or for an early Easter dinner. What do you go out for Easter brunch or dinner, Megan?
We usually do a brunch thing at home. It's like a good family time kind of thing.
Eggs Benedict?
Yeah, or we'll do the traditional ham thing. Sometimes it's more breakfasty, sometimes it's more lunchy, you know.
Well, there are some great places to go out for brunch and early dinner, and there are some new kids on the block. The new kids on the brunch block this year.
Ooh.
We have Nibblesworth Wood-Fired Grill on the Hill in Portsmouth. They're doing a very interesting brunch. The Raleigh Wine Bar has really stepped it up with a new brunch, and they have a Flollandaise.
Oh, a what
that's
now?
How I pronounce it. Flollandaise sauce, which is a foie gras hollandaise sauce on their Eggs Benedict, which I'm big into foie gras. The Wilder also has a brunch, the Wilder in Portsmouth in the former Coat of Arms space. And Chapel in Maine in Dover has a brunch now, too.
Nice.
So there are some new places to brunch. I have not seen anything about a specific Easter brunch from those four places, but they do have brunch. There are specific Easter brunches going on at 250 Market at the Sheraton, which is always good. Annika Jans in Kittery Forsyth. You can also now this year, of course, go to the new Blue Mermaid over in Kittery. They do a great brunch. Their new space is really beautiful, open space, and they have like sort of a Caribbean flair. The Roundabout Diner always has a cool family brunch, relatively inexpensive. Big buffet, wonderful desserts. And I always liked Street down on Islington Street in Portsmouth for brunch, too. So those are all possibilities. And if you read my Dining Out this week, you'll see a lot more. And I'm going to keep adding to it as the week goes on.
I'm guessing reservations might be important, too, if you're thinking of doing it specifically for Easter.
Yeah, I'm going to urge you to do that. So there's a big, long list of my Dining Out. So if you don't hit one of your choices, keep going until you find one. Or you can just stay home and cook a glazed ham. In Wine Me, Dine Me this week, what a wonderful segue that was, wasn't it?
You're the master.
I just ruined it. Wine Me, Dine Me this week is all about the glaze for your ham. What do you glaze your ham with?
You're suggesting that I actually cook the ham that I eat. I don't know.
do you pick up a spiral ham from the ham store?
Well, no. My family actually have their own meat shop. So we usually get our ham from them. And then, but I don't know what gets put on it.
Well, in Why Me Diamond this week, I give some suggestions for different glazes. A lot of people, of course, do a maple brown sugar glaze or maple brown sugar and a little bit of mustard glaze to add some spark to it. And those are all great. I actually did a little crowdsourcing and threw up the question on social media to see what glazes people had. And there's some really interesting ideas. Your ham glaze is basically something sweet and something with a little bit of fruit is good. The glaze serves to sort of caramelize the top of your ham, the outside of your ham, so you get that nice, you know, flavor, but also a nice little texture on top of it. So the jams are, the sky's the limit. Plum jam, raspberry jam, blackberry. Add some horseradish. Add some sharp Dijon mustard. Add some chipotle. I mean, all these different ways you can do it. So if you go to Why Me, Dine Me this week, I have a full list of all these different variations on ham glazes. So maybe if people want to go beyond the old maple and brown sugar this year, just use your imagination.
Easter in a nutshell for 2018 from Rachel Forrest right there. Your imagination.
Your imagination. And also, I just want to mention that Portsmouth Restaurant Week is commencing on April 5th. So everybody go to the Portsmouth Chamber of Commerce website to take a look at the list this year. There are some new kids on the block for Restaurant Week this year, too. including the beach plum and Bee Gees Boathouse, which is cool. Well, that's it for me this week. Join me again next week for another Dining Out.